The hammer fell from Arthur's hand. He reeled, and would have fallen hadn't we caught him. The great drops of sweat sprang from his forehead, and his breath came in broken gasps. It had indeed been an awful strain on him. And had he not been forced to his task by more than human considerations, he could never have gone through with it. For a few minutes we were so taken up with him that we didn't look towards the coffin. When we did, however, a murmur of startled surprise ran from one to the other of us. We gazed so eagerly that Arthur rose, for he had been seated on the ground, and came and looked too. And then a glad and strange light broke over his face and dispelled altogether the gloom of horror that lay upon it. There in the coffin lay no longer the foul thing that we had so dreaded, and grown to hate that the work of her destruction was yielded as a privilege to the one best entitled to it, but Lucy, as we had seen her in her life, with her face of unequal sweetness and purity. True that there were, as we'd seen them in life, the traces of care and pain and waste, but these were all dear to us, for they marked her truth to what we knew. One and all, we felt that the holy calm that lay like sunshine over the wasted face and form was only an earthly token and symbol of the calm that was to reign forever. Van Helsing came and laid his hand on Arthur's shoulder, and said to him, "And now, Arthur, my friend, dear lad, am I not forgiven?" The reaction of the terrible strain came as he took the old man's hand in his, and raising it to his lips, pressed it, and said, "Forgiven! God bless you that you have given my dear one her soul again, and me peace.